Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents
Bills Game Day.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
Sports Talk Saturday.
Likewise, Derek. Tell me about yourself.
I'm obnoxious, I guess is the best answer, right, Zach? If I had to sum it up quickly, I'm the energy guy, you know, like that glue guy that you need at the bottom of the roster.
If the obnoxious is energy, I'm all for it. If obnoxious is just bringing the energy, then I'm probably obnoxious at times. But obnoxious could also be like asking really rude or weird or inappropriate questions.
Yes.
And stuff like that. So I didn't know which type of obnoxious we were.
Oh, yeah, no. I lean toward the fun obnoxious. I'm here to have fun. Like, we're on radio, baby. We should be having fun.
Or Ross is preparing for the worst after you said obnoxious.
Yeah, I guess that was the wrong word choice, isn't it?
On WGR.
Why won't you love me?
Sports Radio 550.
I got every reason not to love you. Probably 550 of them, like the station.
Bills game day.
Bills game day.
None of that today.
That's a new one. Evan cooking back there. I like it. This is Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali here with you. Evan on the update and apparently cooking with a new open here for
it. Yeah.
As this is going to be the biggest mail-it-in game that I could ever remember.
Yeah, I walked up to the counter and I was like, can I have a nothing burger? Because that's what this game's going to be. Is that another bad joke? Like the Aaron Rodgers washed one?
We're not doing good right now.
No.
We're not doing great. As a matter of fact, now I'm going to ask Evan to like clip every bad joke that you make.
And we'll make a compilation. I love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's going to be a new open coming in like February at this point with how your clip is.
Yeah.
Coming soon to your airwaves.
Coming soon to your unfortunate eardrums. You get to hear it again.
Yes. Yes.
But this game, man, you want to talk about what's going to be mailed in? Yeah. Like, let's call par. Let's, like, just like, I'm not even going to make a bad joke because I almost did it and I'm not going to. I can't criticize you for it and then have the hypocrisy to do it myself.
Yes.
So I'm going to stop myself.
You know what's a bad joke? 5 years ago today, Josh Allen played his first NFL game playoff game, excuse me. First NFL game is a little bit of a stretch, but first NFL playoff game against the Texans when Deshaun Watson was still on that team.
And infamously threw a ball deep to Pat DeMarco and lateraled a play where they had timeouts still.
Yep. And he caught a touchdown from John Brown.
Yeah, no, like that was
a fever dream of a game.
That was Josh Allen being the infamous sugar high Josh in his second year. Like that was him being, okay, we got to reel some of this in because you're going to give the entire area heart attacks based on your actions.
It, well, I remember where I was watching it. It was at this restaurant, right? There was this older gentleman in the vicinity, just off to the side in like a different booth. It was with my mom. And he's like, he turns to me and he's like, this is why I drink. After Steven Hauschka puts in the tying field goal to take it to OT.
Oh, I've got a better quote for you.
Yeah.
On that one. I remember where I was. I was here.
Yeah.
But the lateral play happens. They, like, obviously, you know, there's a moment. But it's me, Kyle Powell, and Nate all sitting out in the newsroom. And Bulldog comes walking out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. He Headphones goes, are off. Here we go.
What the F was that?
Did he use a different word for F?
No.
Oh, he actually said what the F was that?
In those exact words. In those exact words. Like, with the season on the line.
Yeah.
That was probably one of the funniest moments of the newsroom that we've had in a while. And that was just Bulldog being Bulldog. And then the world shut down.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That did happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, like a year.
The year later.
No. Was it the year later?
Years ago. No, it was a couple months later.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what would have saved it? The Bills.
Yeah, right.
No.
But if the Bills actually advanced in the playoffs, rumor has it COVID-19 actually would never have existed. It's one of those like canon events. The Bills losing to the Texans.
The Bills would have saved the world.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I know that that's not true, but I want to say it anyway.
I found myself get got last night on TikTok while it's in its
get got on TikTok.
Yeah, in its last few days of living, right? It was a Keon Coleman compilation. And one of the quotes was, or the quote on it, the caption was, Keon Coleman, best rookie receiver in the NFL, ? I was like, oh, this guy's definitely got some evidence. He's going to show some bad plays where he's dropped it because he's had a couple. Saw the doink off the back of the helmet. Not quite. It was just all the drops. And I was like, okay, I got God. I thought this was going to be, it was like a fake like satire page. Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I was like, okay. Because I was thinking in my head.
Probably by a Dolphins fan.
Yeah, I'm thinking in my head. Him and Xavier Worthy, right? Both have had big splashes on their teams, but both are very valuable to them already in their rookie season. So I was genuinely thinking Keon Coleman might have a case for that.
And Ladd McConkey as well.
Yes,
Brian Thomas Jr. has been great. Those first-round receivers have been
almost
as advertised. They
Counting Coleman as a first-round receiver, technically, because it's the Bills' first pick, no?
No, I'm talking about like those top 10 guys.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, we know why. The investment in the wide receiver position was important with that draft class.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them have shown up so far.
Yeah. They've had to.
And they've had to. And the thing is that you can make what would be a smart pick and it could still screw up for you. And like even Worthy at first, it was looking like that, but that was because the quarterback was just not being
Patrick
him.
Mahomes. Yeah, no.
He was not his usual self.
No.
And this year showed it. Pro Bowl. Patrick Mahomes did not get voted into the Pro Bowl.
No, and the best part about the Pro Bowl vote, 33% are fan votes, the rest of the 66% are coaches and players, right?
Yeah.
Allen got the least of the fan vote, or less than Lamar, I should say.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the absolute least, but coaches and players voted Allen to be the QB1 in the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me think this season, I think...
The league took notice.
The league took notice, for sure. And does that say anything about the current conversation that's become incredibly toxic? I don't know.
No.
But...
No.
You don't think
so?
Not
at all.
Not about the MVP?
No. Matter of fact, Baltimore is the game that I'm ultimately dreading the most now.
What, like playing them in the playoffs?
Yes.
Because of that conversation? Whoever wins versus... Yeah?
Yeah. It really is becoming the conversation I don't want to even deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chargers. feel like doing a favor?
I'd love to. I think the Chargers could actually beat the Ravens. They're basically the Ravens of last year with their squad. So
yes, I do agree with that. And then you'd be able to get the Bills against the winner of Steelers-Texans.
Give that to me all day.
Yes.
The Chargers, my brother's a big Chargers fan, right?
So we want this for your brother.
I want this for my brother. Anything. But also, like, yes. Yeah. Bills playoff odds and for my brother, Chargers, go. Go charge up, I think that's what they say.
Bolt up?
Bolt up, yes, bolt up. That's what they say.
But yes, this is more or less like this. Week 18 has become this weird thing, man. Like, I get that they try to order games in schedule, like, when it comes to importance.
Yeah.
But, like, most of the meaning is done after today.
Yes. And tomorrow at 7 p.m., you'll know who the Bills are playing because Denver and Miami play tomorrow afternoon at 4:25. They're in mm-hmm. that slot. But the Bengals basically, if they lose today, you know that's done, right?
You know they're done, yeah. And you know that.
And if Miami wins,
we'll know the AFC North. We'll know the AFC's seeding.
Yeah.
Well, and we may know that there's only two teams left.
Well, that's the thing. I picked the Steelers. I actually made a huge parlay this week in my week 18 picks. I picked the Steelers over the Bengals because they've got a lot to play for.
They still have something to play for.
So that defense is going to be on fire. And I think they're going to put it together.
They may not, though.
You don't think so?
Because the NFL did it wrong.
What do you mean?
Why isn't Pittsburgh Cincy first? Baltimore-Cleveland starts us off at 4:30 today.
By order of importance, you mean like earlier games are more important than the primetime game?
They
like...
should be the first game because Pittsburgh will know their fate by kickoff.
Oh, you're totally right. Yeah. So you're kind of rooting for the Ravens in a way and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like
yeah.
Keep the Bengals out. That's what you want.
Yeah. No, like you want the Browns to win because then Pittsburgh has something to play for.
Yeah.
But you need the Browns to inexplicably win when they're 20-point underdogs.
Yeah. Their odds -20,000 or +20,000. Put a dollar on that and you'll be good. Like in all seriousness.
Put a dollar on that and you're rich.
Yeah. No, seriously. $10. $10 is 20,000, I think. We'll have to look. $2,000?
Yeah, I was going to say, you might want to...
$10 is $2,000.
You might want to check your math on that.
Yeah. No, sorry. My original parlay, I did have the Browns winning and like the rest of week 18 picked. It was like a $10 bet for $24,000. So I switched it to the Ravens, though, because I didn't trust the rookie quarterback-led Browns.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Then it went back down to like 3,000, though, so.
Yeah, no, I don't... The Cleveland Browns, man.
I'm not a degenerate, I swear. Throwback to that when we built that parlay.
Yeah, well, I mean, I said I'm not a degenerate, and then you just went, I am.
Mm-hmm. You said I don't gamble.
Yeah, I don't gamble, but I do. Week 18, though, is just this... I don't know what to call it anymore with what these games are and the importance trying to be put in a certain order.
No.
And
so you're saying Sunday Night Football is the least important game?
No. That they made the most important game.
But you're saying they should have switched.
They should have switched the Ravens Saturday and Steelers games.
Yeah, because technically you're right.
Yeah,
if the Ravens win,
they should have switched those games. Like, there's something to look out for in each of the time slots here today, I guess. So that's something like. If the Ravens win, but then at 8 o'clock, say Baltimore does what they're supposed to do, then it's more about Cincy, less about Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh does obviously want to try to slam the door shut on a hated rival. But the motivation's not there if you're going to try to stay healthy and try to be ready for a playoff run if you're locked into 5.
Mm-hmm.
Though actually, a loss would actually kick you to 6. Or it could kick you to 6. Because a Chargers win and a Steelers loss would flip them. So you're right. They do have something to play for.
The Steelers?
Yes.
Yeah.
The magnitude of what is going to be dictated after
either
that.
Clinching the AFC North.
Or trying to avoid playing Baltimore in round one.
Honestly, though.
There's enough to play for there because like Houston is wounded.
Yeah. The Steelers clinch a win over Bengals in Week 18, and the Baltimore loss. So you're rooting for the Bengals to lose, or
the Ravens
to lose. Yeah,
yeah. But you're looking at the Ravens and seeing if they can lose this game, and also it just. But again,
that just doesn't seem plausible, though, with the way the Browns have played, especially since benching Jameis Winston. I feel like all hopes of a win at that point went out the window.
Yes, and they are at this point now where, like,
which almost makes you want to.
It's not important to them at all to win.
But
it would hurt them.
Sometimes, though, the teams with nothing left to lose in the season will have that game. Drew Lock and the Giants, they had nothing to play for.
Yeah.
They actually. Like you said, they harmed their draft chances.
But that's a bad team against a meh team that is below average.
Yeah.
We are talking about one of the best teams in the league having a history of beating the Browns repeatedly.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm hearing the dog howling in the distance, the underdog. I'm feeling some kind of way.
No, that's got the wrong dog in them.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, by the way. Those odds,
it's actually stomach grumbling from an undercooked chili dog.
Yeah, pretty much. It's the roller dog on the gas station roller. That's what it is.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. The roller dog.
Stay away from those.
Gotta stay away from those, yeah. No, if life never taught me a single thing, I would have still successfully avoid the roller dog.
Stale donuts, chips. Stale chips and roller dogs. Just stay away from them. The crunch of the stale donut.
Yeah. No, like I said, if I've never learned a single thing, if I was literally born yesterday, I'm still avoiding the roller dog.
Mm-hmm.
That just doesn't look like a good idea. Whose idea was that?
I don't know.
Meanwhile, 7-Eleven now shakes their fist at me because I'm... Or 8-12 shakes their fist at me because... I'm saying avoid the roller dog.
I mean, I feel like 7-Eleven.
8-12.
Oh, yeah, 8-12. That's totally right.
No free brand deals.
I feel like Always Open is...
Chris Hogan.
Yes. Jamar Chase. Because he branded himself that last season, remember? He got
did?
The chain.
Sure.
And it said the number 7 slash number 11.
It is obnoxious that Baltimore is a 20-point favorite today, though.
Yeah, it is. But also, it makes complete sense just from the fact that they still have something to play for as well. They need to win that game.
Yeah.
And they're just better team in all facets of the word better.
Yeah. It's still just like 20. 20.
I'd take the under still. What is the over-under? Do we know?
I do. 41.5.
I think they score 35 or more themselves, but I don't think they go. Maybe Cleveland. Maybe it's a shutout. They couldn't get the shutout against the Texans, but maybe they do against the Browns.
42-0 is still a shutout.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But by that point, maybe they're just coasting. Like if they have it that much in the bag.
Here's another thing though about the Browns this year.
Mm-hmm.
They have 3 wins. Only one of them is on the road. So they're literally a worse road team than they are home team.
Wow.
And they're on the road. They're in Baltimore today.
So they're going to play worse than they do in their own building with Brownie the Elf.
Correct.
I feel bad. I have family members, extended family members that are Browns fans from the area.
Ouch.
The greater area in Ohio there. Not great.
Ouchers.
Not great.
That's pain.
I just... What a mishandling of a franchise with the whole Baker Mayfield situation. Like, it's so just appalling to watch that someone could run a team like that.
Yeah.
But then there's the Jets. And we're picking people off Madden rankings from your 12-year-old son.
Oh, the Jets. We'll get into the Jets later, actually.
My favorite clip of all
time.
Because
they really are... There's something fascinating about them now, even this week, where it's just like, okay, guys, are we sure we want to do this? Are you guys really sure about this?
Yeah.
But no, like the Browns, there's a negligence to them. Again, like I'm just looking at all these Week 18 games, though, and it's like, yeah, cool. I don't know. Like even the NFC South, that's the most important thing with the 1 o'clock games on Sunday. The Falcons take on the Panthers, and the Buccaneers take on the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those teams trying to take that playoff spot are at home. And then the 425, it's Chiefs-Broncos. That's your game you're looking out for with Dolphins Jets.
Yeah.
I kind of want for the funniest thing to happen.
The Jets to beat the Dolphins?
No, the opposite.
The Dolphins to beat the Jets again?
With a backup quarterback.
Yeah, with Snoop Huntley?
With Snoop Huntley in. Say the Bengals win tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And like some like plates are looking shaky with like the Broncos and the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And Bengals fans are like, oh my God, we might actually do this. And then the Jets are the Jets. And they
let Miami in.
And they end up having Miami win that game.
It wouldn't like, surprise me.
If I was a Cincy fan in that moment, I would be so mad at the Jets, but also so mad at the Bengals because you started your season poorly again.
Yeah.
You shouldn't keep getting away with this.
This conversation is going to play into the segment towards the top of the hour, if you know what I'm talking about, on my end at least.
Okay. Yeah, it just, but again, and then 8:20 on Sunday Night Football, like that's a good matchup to actually pick for it, being the Lions and the Vikings for the one seed for the NFC North, and the loser has to play on the road. Against, well, the NFC South, so they kind of get a bye week.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I guess that works, but like, yeah, then stranger things do happen sometimes. But it's just one of the, like, there are a lot of games where, like, it is not going to matter here.
No.
And I feel like the secondary market, like when ESPN shows, like, the tickets for, like, secondary markets for these games, it's hilarious. I don't know if the rest of these games combined get to the $333. Tickets as low as $333 for Detroit and Minnesota. Hoy.
Wait. Yeah.
I just literally heard my wallet weeping at that. But then 34, 24, 40, 75 for Raiders Charger. Okay.
I don't know about that.
No, I don't know about that either. 113 for Broncos Chiefs. Okay.
The Chargers are clinched, right? Do they have to win that game?
No.
So they're going to...
Well, they could move up. They can go from 6 to 5.
Oh. So they're probably looking to do that as well. Yeah. So they have something to play
for. But they will know their fate, though, too. A Pittsburgh win seals them out.
Understood. Okay.
That's the thing. They'll know by the time that they play their game the next day what they want to do. So they could be playing for absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Interesting. There's a lot of playoff scenarios that, like you said, though, a lot of nothing.
There's so much nothing, but there's also enough
couple interesting storylines. Yeah.
I think it just hurts that we're in one of those games where there is literally no point to either team winning.
Did you
like Patriots fans are probably going to be cheering for New England to lose this game harder?
No, yeah. Yeah.
And for us in Buffalo, it's just going to be let's get out of this game without incident and get it done.
Well, if New England loses, that makes total sense cuz they have a quarterback. They'd probably be looking to trade
the number 1 pick.
Trade it away for some value. You're probably going to get a lower pick but still in the higher end of the first round for one of these teams who want the number 1, get a good wide receiver. Like it makes a lot of sense.
Exactly. There's a lot to
it. They have a good quarterback. Drake May is the future of that team.
Drake May does look good.
Mm-hmm. Better than Mac Jones did.
Yes. No. Mac Jones.
In his first season, you're
somehow
right.
Somehow made a Pro Bowl in the NFL Top 100, which tells you what players' opinions are.
Yeah. Yeah, Mac Jones making the Pro Bowl. I remember when that stat just kept coming out to bite Josh Allen, but I'm like, Mac Jones only made the Pro Bowl because Josh Allen went golfing instead.
Josh Allen said, I'm good.
Yeah. Either
Tyler
way,
Tyler
Huntley made it.
Made
it
Pro Bowl.
It was literally, it was like the B team a few years in a row.
Yeah. And then they were like, okay, maybe we should be done with this.
Yeah.
Of playing an actual game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Tyler Huntley, though.
Because now it's just the Pro Bowl games.
Yeah, which is still fun to watch, quote unquote, but it's like.
For the players, it doesn't mean nearly as much as it used to.
Whoever that Bills kicker was who got nailed. Way
the
back.
Punter?
Yeah, the punter, yeah.
Oh, you.
He's probably.
You child. You're a child.
I know.
Because you don't know the name of the Bills punter who got drilled in the Pro Bowl?
No.
One of the best players during the Bills drought?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Should I tell him?
I'll tell him.
All right.
His name is Brian Mormon.
Brian Mormon. Okay.
I've surprised heard the name. You don't have a shock look on your face.
You uncultured swine.
the only good thing about the Bills.
Listen, I'm in Kyle Williams.
Yeah.
Well, Kyle Williams, I knew.
Like, those were the only two players that were consistently throughout that drought amongst the best players on that Bills team.
Yeah.
One of them was the punter.
See, I didn't... Punter wasn't appealing to me as a child.
You know.
I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, my problem is your age showed right there.
Yeah, it did.
Because, like, as a kid, if they're not good, you're not really going to pay attention.
It was tough to. I used to cheer for Scott Chandler, though, which just tells you everything you need to know. Oh, and then boy. Charles Clay was like an immediate upgrade in the tight end position. So that just, again, that tells you everything you need to know.
Yep, but that tells me everything I need to know
The end of Fitzpatrick and the beginning of E.J. Manuel is like where I really started to like hone in. So none of the navy blue jerseys really saw.
Yeah, that was Brian Mormon's dominant era.
Yeah, I did not. I know Kyle Williams played there, but I was a big fan of Mario Williams and Kyle Williams. Those two are my two favorite players.
Yep.
So I was big into those
and
guys.
And Williams was at least with the team at the end
he
of
broke the
drought.
He
Mormon was not...
No.
Playing anymore.
No.
So it makes some sense that, like...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But that's who I'm talking about. Like, he's probably looking at these Pro Bowl games like, why couldn't this have been the standard? Why did this have to happen to me?
Why did this happen to me?
Like, that was the original point. Like, just, he's looking at it like, why? I would have much rather kicked a ball into, like, a certain area of the field for points. You know?
Yeah. My back hurts just from hearing you not know who Brian Mormon was. So we're going to go to break. 803-0550. Does your back also hurt from hearing that? Do you feel it now? Like, oh, hey, is it going to rain? Like, I don't know. Like, now that.
Yeah. The humidity is increasing. You can feel it.
Yeah. The age just suddenly hit me like a truck on that one. Thanks, Joe. We'll come back.
Anytime.
We'll actually dial in here and get into the playoff picture and everything else of the sort. Coming up on the other side here. By the way, UB against Liberty in the Bahamas Bowl. It is 3-0 Bulls up on Liberty right now with about 7 minutes and change in the first quarter still. You can also hear that play-by-play going on the Bet 1520 if you were interested.
The kicker also put up a career-long field goal to put it up 3-0, 51 yards, up Tim Belfont.
Yeah. And UB is driving. They are just outside the red zone. Anyway, we'll come back. We will dial in now and look more in-depth into the playoff picture. But the main questions today, are you concerned with anything about the Bills heading into the postseason? Are you worried about what this team may have to face? Are you worried about Cincinnati? Are you worried about Denver? Are you worried about Miami? If so, why? Give us your calls. Give us your concerns. Let us hear from you as well. If you need to vent about the Sabres, we could do that too as well. Here on Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here on WGR.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Victory kneels and I have negative rushing yards, then it ends up being a pretty good season. So I'll take the wins, but I got a chance to get rid of the rushing total this weekend. But,
I was about to say.
But I'll do what I got to do for the team to take those negative rush yards on the victory kneels. It's best play in football, but it does tally up after I think I have 7 or 8 now, which is good for the team.
Bills quarterback Mitch Trubisky. As we will be seeing a lot of Trubisky here against the New England Patriots tomorrow. At least he won't be doing a lot of victory kneels in this game. Watch, that's their playbook. They just kneel.
Yeah. It's just Madden coach recommendations. QB kneel, QB kneel, QB kneel.
It's the first quarter and they're down 3-0. QB kneel.
No rushing over at all. Like on Mitch Trubisky for scrambling. It's going to go all negative. He's just going to kneel, 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 kneel.
I mean, honestly, I'm expecting, he will... get a couple passes out there. And because there is something that they do want to break in that Patriots game.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get a 13th player a touchdown,
yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah.
So the big question coming in here today that I've been thinking about is your confidence level. Are there things that you are concerned about with the Bills? Are you not concerned about anything at all? How confident are you really feeling? To reframe the question here for the entirety of the show, this mm-hmm. is going to be the central theme here today. How you feeling as we are still determining the opponent, as we have to get through one more game that is of the most meaningless portion that I've seen in a long time? How are you feeling is more or less the question here today. Are you feeling good? Are you feeling great? You feel like watching them stomp around the Jets was the remedy that you needed? Are you still worried about the defense? Are you worried about a potential matchup? What are you feeling? How are you feeling out there when it comes to the Bills and their playoff matchup to be determined with whomever it may be? Is how we're going to frame it here today. And we'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Daryl in Hamburg. Daryl, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. How you doing?
Hey, good morning or good afternoon. It's close.
But, it's close enough. We can call it either or.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. But I'm just worried about Tyler Bass with his field goals. It's just, you know, I'm kind of like the age of, I'm not wanting to bring up Scott Norwood, but it's just, I'm concerned about the place kicker, and I'm concerned about the Sabres, because, you know, I listened to the game on your station last night. They were up 5-3, and I went to the store, and I come back, they lose 6-5. So it's either Lindy Ruff's getting fired, or the GM, I mean, somebody's got to go.
Daryl, that is, first of all, thank you for the call.
Yeah. A couple.
Somebody's got to go. Someone had to go when they lost 13 in a row.
Yeah. Yeah. Normally in a 13-game spell like that, literally swirling down the toilet bowl.
Someone typically goes.
Yes. Yes. No movement was made. Alike to many off seasons for the Sabres, no valuable pieces were added to really help the team, and no valuable pieces have been added this season at all either. So no moves have been made, both in the front office and that.
Well, hang on. There was a move made.
Okay.
The Sabres did make a trade.
Okay. What, is this a satire trade, or did something actually happen?
Something actually happened.
Oh, what happened?
Sabres traded Colton Pullman to the Pittsburgh Penguins in exchange for forward Bennett MacArthur.
Oh, wow. Where's he playing?
Rochester.
And future considerations.
And future considerations, yes. So something did happen. There was a move made. Good job, Kevin. We're on it.
Yeah. We're very active. I can't do this anymore. I'm so done.
We're not even halfway through the season.
No. And honestly, it feels like we've watched four seasons in a row. Like, at this point already this season.
We're almost halfway through the season. It'll be game 40 tonight.
Is there like a mercy button? I'm smacking it, if there is.
Sim to end.
Yeah. Sim to end of season. That's what I just hit. And actually, you know what? Let's just sim the offseason because nothing's going to change either.
Oh, boy. Here we go. This is not what I wanted to start today.
No.
but Joe's in his feels. UB is playing pretty well right now.
UB is 6-0.
Just got a sack to make it fourth down.
Is that Sean Dolak?
I don't think so.
Mm. They have a pretty good defense. All season, they've been pretty dominant in the sack column. Oh, and there's an injured player.
Well, that's unfortunate. But to the Bills' point, Tyler Bass. Yeah, he has had a down year this year. I've had more confidence in him as it's progressed, because most of his struggles have been a lot fewer and farther between as of late. That said, the Bills' offense has also typically been scoring touchdowns. They haven't needed him to kick the field goals to mark the importance. the Bills' offense has been kind of setting it up. Bass has, on the season, he is 23 of 28, so he's missed 5 field goals this year. He's also missed 4 PATs.
He missed the shortest field goal of the season, too.
He did miss the shortest field goal of the season.
24 yards.
That said, his biggest issue has been the 40 to 49 range. That's where the other misses have been all throughout the year.
Right.
So it seems like there's this, it's a weird zone, because also that's where the PAT is set up. Is it 40 yard? What's the PAT again? The distance?
Good question. It's changed. I don't know.
NFL it's a 32 PAT. Or 33 yard kick, which is funny.
Yes.
Because with field goals this year, Tyler Bass is perfect
automatic.
In that range.
Yeah, he's automatic.
He's perfect in that range, a 7 of 7.
And even the field goals extended by penalties, he's good too.
Yes, or the PAT is extended by penalties.
Yeah, PAT is extended by penalties.
Yeah, that's right. The moonshot that he had to do for for Deion Dawkins.
For Deion Dawkins, yep.
Taking a penalty, and Tyler Bass went, no, check it, we're money.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the thing, though. Like, in the beginning of the season, I would say it's his confidence.
And ever since the Miami game,
yeah, he's been
the
better.
Second one, he's been better mm-hmm. all around. Like, he's had the occasional miss, but it wasn't in important situations either, where you really had to keep worrying about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been more spotty. Heading into that Miami game, he was consistently missing something.
Yeah.
Almost on a weekly basis.
It was. You could if you could bet field goals missed, it would have been a safe bet to pick that.
Yeah. So 9 total misses this year from Tyler Bass. But ever since the 61-yarder against Miami, it has been better overall. That said, I'm not going to worry too much about the kicker, because I have an offense that is playing some of its best football. I have a defense that has played amongst its worst. Even I would include the New England game in that. It wasn't great, and you were living off the turnover. And then the Jets show up, and everything is working perfectly fine. I don't know what you're talking about. Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Man, if only you could ever play the Jets all the time.
You're talking about just the team in general?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like when you tell someone something's broken, and then they come to actually inspect it, and it works totally fine.
That's the Bills playing the Jets.
That's the Bills playing the Jets.
I don't know what you're talking about. I see a 40-0 win.
Yeah.
What do you mean the defense is doing bad? The defense is doing bad. Are you sure about that? They allowed 0 points.
Yeah. The backups.
And then the backups give
in
up.
Garbage time. Yeah. Yeah.
And then the backups in garbage time.
With also,
give up 14.
They were playing a better quarterback than the starting defense is playing the entire game, too.
Ha.
So
that's an Aaron Rodgers joke.
Mm-hmm.
Take that. Yeah, but I still call it nothing. The starting defense allowed nothing. So that's why I say it like that.
Can the Bulls punch their ticket? They're within the 5-yard line. This is crazy.
Ooh. They're getting there.
They're inching their way for the first touchdown of the contest.
Already up 6-0 on Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
2 second field goals. Goal. They're pretty good. They're doing pretty good here in the first quarter. Yeah, with Tyler Bass, though, I'm not gonna worry too much.
No. And I think
it has to do with the fact that, like, as of right now, what can you do to change it? There are not many kickers that are going to be hired off the streets that you'd be able to replace effectively. The Ravens are having their problems with Justin Tucker. It's a bigger name. It's a bigger contract even. So I'll take this for now, because until the end of the season, you don't have a choice. Ride or die. But I'm okay with Tyler Bass. I'm okay. Not great. I'm okay. Go to Jack in South Buffalo. Jack, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hey, thanks for having me. Number one, I really appreciate your Saturday show.
Oh, thank you.
I really think you guys do a great job. You're obviously not employed by the Pagoulas. I would like to make a comment on the Bills and one with the Sabres. If you can put me on hold at the end, I don't have access to the radio. So my fear with the Bills, I don't have any except for two things. Our coaching staff when it comes to playoff time and referees, which are unpredictable. As for the Sabres, you know, everybody feels their frustration.
Oh, yeah.
Where a general manager claims that he's on a phone every day. Well, I get tired of waiting for a trading deadline when it's way too late. I'm tired of, you know, just waiting for the end of the, and even the trading deadline usually doesn't bring really anything exciting. And I just think that I'm really disappointed with our general manager with the Sabres. And, but I don't think he'll ever go because I think he's a Pegula guy.
Jack, I appreciate the call. So you got a lot there. Let's start with the Bills. You mentioned it was coaching and situations and referees who are unpredictable. Unfortunately, with that second one, I wish I could help you with that, but the stripes are the stripes.
And we yell at them as much as every other fan.
They make me hate the color yellow on an almost weekly basis.
There's a reason Gene Steratore is hanging in the... On the window.
I'm going to rephrase that.
There's a reason Gene Steratore is...
Posted on the window.
In the other studio. That was something for a second there.
That was.
We're lucky we backtracked on that.
Good
one.
Job.
But, did you see? So I guess the whole having McDermott a game time situations, that comment.
Yes.
Notre Dame has a game time situation guy on the sideline.
So McDermott has honestly, it's been badder this year.
The Texans game was the outlier.
Texans game was not even his fault.
No.
I'm blaming Allen more than him.
The three throws out of the end zone.
It's the Rams game. That's the one that is last shown in everyone's memories.
Yes.
The Rams game where he calls that timeout after a QB sneak is called, which, by the way, that wasn't up to him. That was up to Joe Brady.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also the play that you call when you need a touchdown.
Yeah, it's a 95% play. You can't, whatever.
And he realized, oh, they didn't get it. Timeout.
Panic mode.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that there are plenty of coaches that do this all the time, and I'll tell you one right now, the Bengals Broncos game that kept Cincinnati alive in the postseason. Neither of those coaches should be employed if they keep making those mistakes.
Zach Taylor and Sean Payton.
Yeah, Zach Taylor and Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor has made it to a Super Bowl. Sean Payton has won a Super Bowl
mm-hmm.
a long time ago.
Yeah.
But
he's since had a movie made about him on Netflix with Kevin James starring as him, if you've seen that, The Home Team.
Yeah, cinema. So the thing is if you watch other coaches, they have just as many brain dead moments. And the Bills lose so infrequently that those
magnified.
Concerns are magnified.
Yep, absolutely. That's what I was just going to say.
So I will say, Jack, that it is a prove it year for him in the postseason with this, though.
Right. The regular season, though, you mentioned the one game where people remember, there is a game where he kind of made the right decision.
Kansas City. Also,
he didn't kick the field goal of death that everyone thinks he would have kicked, right? There's growth.
He managed everything perfectly while playing with the lead in Detroit.
Yep.
He masterfully worked the clock against New England when you suddenly had to against a team that you really shouldn't have had any business being in that with.
No.
But, there is one problem that I have with McDermott, and it's not necessarily with him, it's with his staff, and that's with Matthew Smiley and the special teams coordinator, and how it seems like almost on a weekly basis there is an error made within the special teams department.
Unfortunately, you can't do anything about it right now. Yeah.
You can't replace him right now.
Right. The Rams game's another one for him. Nine people on a punt return.
We're in week 18. That's the thing. It's too late to replace anything.
Can't do it now.
But again, this is why we want to voice the concerns, though, of hey, what are you feeling? I'm not going to say you can't do anything about it with everything.
Mm-hmm.
What I am going to say is there are things to point out. There are things that should be on the concern. And for McDermott, as Jack called about, he has to prove it in the playoffs. And we'll see what he's got. And I'm excited to see what happens. Because either we're talking about something new, or we're talking about the same old problem. And either way, we have to have a conversation. I just am excited to see what direction the conversation takes. Because we will be watching playoff football soon enough.
It's here.
We got to get to the break. Come back. Make fun of things. Booty Cheek of the Week coming up here next on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly. You know what it is. Sometimes timing is everything.
Mm-hmm.
We start playing this nice little clip of, a show and a segment that reminds us of mishaps.
Yeah.
And Liberty fumbles the ball.
Ah. Everything happens.
Everything happens. And it was a nice play Just rips it out.
Wow, yeah, that is
nice
good
job. UB Bulls up 9-0 on Liberty right now, and they just recovered the football back.
That's Red Murdoch. He's wearing 41 today.
Well, that again, good play. Love to see it. And now it's time for the booty cheek of the week.
Yes.
So what do we got here?
Well, we're going to go to FS1 for me. FS1's First Things First. And no, it's not the usual suspect. It's not Nick Wright.
Mm-hmm.
It's Chris Broussard, the one who actually says things far
worse than,
Nick Wright does. But Nick Wright just is rage bait. But anyway, he says, why do we even have 17 games if once you lock something up, you're just going to sit out? It's not fair. It's not right. It's not competitive.
To be fair, I did kind of lament something myself on this.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
The opening of the segment. The opening of the show.
Oh, yeah. We did talk about it.
I was more or less on the timing things of like bracketing things properly.
Right. But also, let's look at it. The Bengals, because that's who I believe he was speaking about, right?
Yes.
The Chiefs sitting their best against the Broncos. That's what he was speaking about.
Yeah, that's what he's speaking about.
Also, you know, Cincinnati, win a couple more games at the beginning of the season, your own destiny's in your hands.
Don't lose week one to the Patriots.
Right, exactly. And I don't know. I think it's just
one to the Patriots.
Skill issue? Question mark? Like I feel like that's not an unfair thing.
The Bengals
you've earned
put
the right. You've earned the right to sit your players if you're the one seed and you're going into the bye week. And hey, let's walk into the playoffs with no injuries to our starters, right? Like get them healthy, rest people up. It's not unfair. It's not competitive. It's a competitive team that actually just achieved the top thing they could. And sorry, if you didn't do it, win more games. Like at that point, that's what where I'm at. What do you think?
It's more or less, I agree with you on the point of you need to at least earn one against a good team.
Yeah.
And they finally did against the Broncos, but they put themselves into 8 losses before that already. Especially week one against the Patriots, who are not a good team.
No.
But you face the Chiefs, the Commanders, the Ravens, the Eagles, the Ravens again, the Chargers, and the Steelers. You lost all of those games. Beat one team to prove you're a playoff team, and then you're not in this hole.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting there with, you know, you just need some other things to happen for you instead.
Yeah. Well, the graphic on the still image they put up says, okay if Josh plays one snap to extend streak. So they're probably talking about that, too.
Yeah.
Sitting against the Patriots and stuff like that.
Yeah, but again, it's... For me, mine's far more serious.
Okay.
What are the New York Jets doing?
Yeah.
At the same time, do it.
Yeah.
Rex Ryan.
Right there.
Rex Ryan has an interview with the New York Jets as he hopes for a reunion with the franchise, and he's interviewing for real on Tuesday. This is not a joke.
No.
I wish it was.
Nope. There's no laugh track here.
But at the same time, the jokes write themselves.
Yeah. And I've heard him say a couple times on Get Up, that's a guy I've never wanted to coach against, in Josh Allen. And if he gets that job, he's going to be doing it twice a year.
Yeah, he'd be doing it twice a year. Have fun.
Enjoy yourself. Have so much fun, Rex.
Eat another dog biscuit,
Look
Rex.
At how nostalgia worked for the Sabres.
Yeah,
it's like that clip of Pete Davidson and Bill Burr. You know what I'm talking about?
And the Jets had just interviewed with someone that like it makes them look smart, Mike Vrabel. Like okay.
That would be a smart addition.
That would be
I feel
a smart
like.
Addition. And I heard Shulman Bulldog yesterday, and Bulldog had said, Mike asked the question, "Is that too good for them?" And yes, which is funny, but also true.
Mm-hmm.
Like Vrabel is too good for the Jets. And now they're going to interview Rex Ryan as like a fallback plan in case they don't get a good coach. And they're going to
wait until you find out, though. Oh, Rob Ryan's going to be the defensive coordinator.
Oh, boy. Can't wait for that.
The twin with the longer hair.
So the Jets will no longer be a problem for another couple of years with their defense, is what I'm hearing. Oh, well. You guys had a good run there, Jets.
Yeah.
Evan, real quick, you got one?
All right. I'm going to, well, two, I guess.
Real quick, you only get one.
All right. Well, then I'm going to poke fun at myself.
What'd you do?
So I didn't send it out, but I was preparing myself to send out a push notification that the Sabres beat Colorado. About 2 minutes left, they're up 5-3.
Oh, no. So we should blame you for
Sabres
the collapse.
Sabres start off the 2025 season with a 5-3 win over Colorado.
So you had it typed up ready to send, and then...
Because I remember you had this once with the playoff, with the Bills playoff drought. You had a notification ready to go, and, you know...
I was angry. I was so mad.
This one was, I was happy, and then I became angry. You were angry, and then you became happy. So... I'm going to poke fun at myself and also the Georgia player that knocked into the referee in the Notre Dame-Georgia game. What are you doing?
All right. So it's Evan's fault that Sabres lost to Colorado.
Yep.
It's not the Sabres' fault at all. Yes,
no,
it is.
It's not the general manager that doesn't do anything's fault.
You're,
no,
yeah,
you're right.
You're off the hook, Evan. Yeah. It's the Sabres. All right. We got to go. Come back. We'll talk more about the playoff picture in depth and in detail. I was lamenting the timing and everything like that, but we'll see what we've got coming up next here. More in detail with the playoff picture, both on the AFC and the NFC. What are your concerns? Are you feeling good heading into the playoffs? Let us know. Sports Talk Saturday moves on.